Did you know that having a clear, crystal vision can inspire you and motivate you and your business by providing you with a picture of where you're heading? However, if your planned course of action does not move you or your business toward your vision, you may need to revise your course of action.
Welcome to Your Life Now Radio Show, where your life matters. Your host, Coach Rhea, is a certified professional coach with a passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now Radio Show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you live your best life ever. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. You are listening to Your Life Now Radio Show, where your life and your business matter. Thank you so much for being here. I am your host and executive producer, Coach Rhea. Thank you again for being here. Just a quick intro, I am the founder and the CEO of Your Life Now. It's a professional coaching, training, and production company. On this show, we try to cover a lot of different topics related to our personal as well as professional life. On this show, we have experts that come in and share some helpful tips and suggestions with you. And you are welcome to contact them directly from the information we provide on the show page, or you can contact us at www.yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. But before we start the show, I like to set my intention, as always. My intention of hosting and continue to do this show is to inspire change and transformation. I'd like to inspire you to make some positive changes in your life and in your business so you can have the life that you desire and the successful business that you desire. So all I ask of you is to have an open mind and an open heart. Take what is useful for you and question everything. It's your life, so why don't you live it your way? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will get right into our amazing show for you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Your Life Now Radio Show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now Radio Show. I am your host, Coach Rhea. Thanks again for joining us. Whether you are listening to the show live or archived, I do appreciate each one of you. So just a quick reminder, the show will be archived the minute we go off the air. So it's available for you to download, to listen to it again right here on this link. Or you can also go to iTunes in the podcast section and also listen there or download it, as well as the Stitcher app. So if you have the Stitcher app for your smartphone, you can listen to the show, all the episodes available right there on the Stitcher app. So what does it mean when we say we like to have a clear, crystal vision for ourselves and for our business? So if you are a business owner or a startup, or perhaps you're thinking about starting a business and you are working for someone else right now, this might be a great show for you, because I will be sharing a lot of helpful tips and suggestions from my experience as an executive coach and also from my personal life. I am proud to say that I have been in my business, started my company in 2008. I came from corporate, and I had a lot of big dreams, and everything to me, it was just, I needed more. I needed something better. But, you know, we all heard the say, when people say, if I knew then what I know now, things would have been different. But see, life is all about building and learning and experiencing, even in business. So we make mistakes. All the successful people have made tons and tons of mistakes. But one thing, if you really look at some of these successful people and some of these successful corporations, the huge big thing that is they have in common is the fact that they have a very clear, crystal vision for their business. But the key here, first of all, I wanted to shed some light on why is it so difficult to see our vision clearly, to see what we want for ourselves or for our business clearly. Well, I can tell you this by giving you an example that we can all relate to. If you show an adult a picture of something and doesn't have any kind of identification on it, doesn't have any word, just a picture, and you ask an adult, what do you see? What do you think happened? We try to analyze it. We go back to the information that is stored in our brain. What can we associate this image with? Answer the question based on the information that we have stored in our mind. But if you ask a child, like let's say a seven-year-old, right? If you ask a seven-year-old the same question and you show them the same pictures, what do you think happens? They give you a plenty of answers. Why is that? Because since they are so young, they don't have that much stored information in their brain, right? So what they rely on is their imagination. So if you can think like a child and then broaden your vision to what that picture looks like, you'd be surprised of how many answers you come up with. Try that exercise and see if that works for you. Now, if this is a live TV, I will play that for you and I can show you exactly what I mean. But if you can try to picture that, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So why is it so hard? Again, I'm going to go back to that same question before I give you the tips how to do and what to do, right? Why is it so difficult for many people, including businesses and corporations? And, you know, I'm a small to medium-sized business advisor and consultant, so I can't say that I work with Microsoft and, you know, IBM or whatever. I work for some big corporation. I know exactly how they handle their vision and their mission statement and their vision statement. I know that. And that's what I'm also bringing to the table right now so I can educate you a little bit more. So it doesn't matter what size of business you are. It doesn't matter if you don't have a business. This is going to apply to anything. So why do you think we are limited to our vision? Why is it so difficult for us to see the vision clearly? Well, it's very simple. I just gave you an example. Because what we do when we try to create a vision, we try to create it based on the information we have. So when we don't have enough information, guess what? We don't have a clear vision. See, kids, I'm not saying kids can start a successful business, but they have a great imagination. So if you can use the two, remember what I said? You know, people say that all the time. If I knew then what I know now. So try to broaden your mind a little bit. Open your mind and think it like a child. What else could you do? What's your vision? If you can close your eyes and think about something that excites you, something that makes you feel so happy, and you feel that energy inside of you, and you just say, I need to do something with this. A lot of us get that, right? And then we just don't do anything. So in business, actually should actually really be applied in our personal life too. There are six important elements to successful strategic plan, whether you're planning something for your life or you're planning something for your business. And guess what's the first thing on the list? Vision. Vision is number one. Number two is mission. Number three is core values. Number four is strategic areas of focus. Number five is strategic goals. And number six is action plans. So you see that? It starts with a vision and ends with action. But in between, you have a lot of work to do. But what happened also with where it's, we got stuck and we cannot move forward, even when we get a clear vision, we rely so much on the idea of how am I I'm going to do this? How am I going to make this vision a reality or a dream a reality? And this is where you cut yourself short. Why is that? Because when you worry about the how, it takes away from the actual work that needs to be done. You don't need to worry about the how. You need to have a clear vision. I call it a clear goal, but think about it as a clear vision. When I do my public speaking, when I do workshops, I play like a different game, you know, just to get people to think. So I like to provoke you to think outside the box, not your normal way of thinking. Think outside the box. If you can picture something, and I can tell you something, you know, that makes a lot of sense for most of us. We can picture things that we are familiar with. The unknown is still unknown to us. Having a vision, meaning having the ability to tap in to that unknown, that future that we don't see, okay? So one of the best ways to actually, you know, we all know muscle, you know, you need to practice, you know, to keep things strong, and that applies to also to your mind, to your brain. You gotta always challenge your brain. You gotta always realize that, you know, the saddest things about, you know, our mind and our brain is the fact that we have so much junk in our head that every time we need an answer for something, we rely on stored information. And some of this information could be outdated. It can be very much useless. But yet, this is our first place where we go to get information. So we don't have, again, think like a child. Can you use your imagination? So now, if you're at a place where you can actually close your eyes. I want you to have an open mind. I want you to have a closed mind. I like you to have an open mind throughout the show, please, so you can actually grasp what I'm talking about. And again, you know, I'm not saying this is, you know, a lot of what I'm telling you today and teaching you is backed up with a lot of research. So this is not a made up stuff. This is real. Okay. As real as it can be, right? What's reality is nothing but a perception of what we perceive it to be. But back to the vision. So if I asked you to close your eyes right now, and then I asked you to go to a place that is familiar to you, whether somewhere in your house or somewhere in your office. So play along. So let's say I'm going to walk you through your house, right? So I'm going to say, okay, close your eyes, and I'd like you to picture yourself opening the front door of your house or whatever way that you enter your house, whether from the garage, the front door, any way that you normally do that, okay? This is a game, so you need to do it with your eyes closed because, you know, you need to rely on the inner vision, not the outer vision. Because, you know, again, you know, reality is nothing but perception. So our mind relies so much on our visual sense to make sense of things, right? So when you tap into that inner word, you know, the inner vision, you'll see a lot clearer, right? I mean, of course, you know what your house looks like, you know what everything is. But when you play this game, you do it differently. So anyhow. So you're walking into the front house of your house, the front door of your house, or whatever way that you enter, and then I ask you to list some of the things that you see as you walk in through your kitchen, perhaps, right? Most people who have walk in through the garage, the first thing they get into is their kitchen or their laundry room or whatever, depends on where you live, or if it's an apartment, you know, it's your front door, right? So it doesn't matter. All that detail doesn't matter. I just want you to be at a place where you are familiar with. And then I'll ask you to list what's the first thing you see. And you're going to say, well, Because now what you're going to do, you're going to go back and rely on your memory, right? Of what you think you know with everything else, right? But guess what? Most of the time we miss a lot of things. We know the big stuff. We know the things that are always like right in our face, right? So we know, okay, so I see a big fridge and I see the oven and I see whatever. But then if I told you, okay, so if you can walk to the fridge and get a glass of water, can you see yourself opening your cabinet, grabbing the glass, going to the fridge if you have one of the ice maker with the water in it, whatever, and then pour your water in there? Can you actually see yourself doing the detail of what I'm asking you to do without any effort? Probably, yes. Why is that? Because it's familiar to you. Now, if I ask you to do a different exercise, and this is where you actually strengthen the muscles of your brain, okay, by really constantly doing a brain game, brain things that can just make you think outside the box. Because honestly, and this has been said on the show so many times, like I said, there is so much junk in our head that we need to get rid of a lot of it. Because beliefs on our belief system, based on the old way of doing things, they all outdated. They're not serving you in this moment where you are right now. So if we constantly changing, technology is constantly changing, why isn't our brain following up with this? Because why? Because we take information and we store it. And then every time we need to use information, we dig in there, we try to find the familiar things, and then we put it together, and then voila, this is the result. But sometimes this is not a good way to do it. So here's an exercise that would actually make you get a little bit more creative. I've done this, like, I think 10 years ago. I read the book and actually did all the exercise. I recommended the book to a lot of my clients, business clients I'm talking, and a lot of them actually did the exercises with me, and some of the people who are listening now, they probably remember them doing the exercises with me, 26 weeks. Charles Honnold, The Master Key System, the name of the book. So every week, he teaches you how to actually strengthen the muscle of your mind, right? So one of the exercises that I still do and use it, you know, in my practice and also in my own life. If you take a picture, let's say start with someone that you know, okay? Again, familiar things, it makes it easier for us to actually do this exercise and do it more effectively. So if you take a picture, a face picture of somebody that you care about, somebody, a family member, anyone that you really, really know really well, right? And I ask you first to look at that picture really clearly for at least 5 minutes. Very, very clearly, very specific, very focused. And if I ask you to close your eyes and now tell me if you can recall what you have seen when your eyes were open and see how well you do. And then when you open your mind, write them down. Write down what you just said that you can recall. Because this exercise, I mean, one of the things that I wanted to put it out there to begin with, no matter what you do in life, business, personal, whatever you do, make sure you write things down, because you not only that you give more power to the words that you put in there, it gives you reference. It gives you something that you can go back and look at it and question it. Remember, you heard me in the beginning of the show, question everything. How so? Is this real? Did this really? Was it the eyes blue? Was it green? I can't remember. I really thought they were green. But then when you look at the picture, they were blue. Then how did you see them green? Because your mind at that point, when you were looking at it, you were focusing on something that has to do with the color green. It's not, you know, I'm not going to do psychology here on you. I'm here to simplify things, and we're going to try to make it simple. If you want to succeed in life and you want to succeed in your business, you must have a clear, crystal vision of what you want for yourself, for your business, for your life. What do you really want? So going back to the exercise with the picture. Now, if I ask you, if I give you a picture of someone you completely don't know, right? And I time you. I timed you on the first one. You did really good because, again, it was a familiar picture. Now, I give you a picture of someone else that you completely don't know. And then I ask you to examine that picture. And then I tell you again to close your eyes. And then while your eyes are closed, tell me, what do you see? And you see whatever. And, you know, so when you open your eyes, write them down and then compare it. Was it real? Was it true? Oh, most likely with the second pictures, you're not going to do as well as you did with the first one. And the reason being, because again, you rely on information that is stored in your mind because you know that person. So not only maybe you, even though that you're looking at the picture and it's right there in front of you, if you're looking at me right now, what I'm doing, I got a mirror right there, so I'm seeing myself. I look silly. So if you're looking at that picture,
you're really not seeing the picture. You're relying on the information that is stored in your mind.
Well, I know she has green eyes. I know she's blonde. I know she has red cheeks. I know whatever, you know, she wears lipstick. She doesn't wear lipstick and so on and so forth. But do you actually see the specific? Most likely not. So when you have a picture of something that you're not familiar with, you're not going to do as well. Why? Because you don't have stored information to know about that person. And when you're looking at it for 5 minutes, you're going to only see the most general thing. But we're talking about specific here. Everything has to be focused and everything has to be specific. So again, most of the time, the reason we don't have a clear vision because we rely on stored information. We don't have new information. I remember one of the things that I used to do years ago. I mean, it truly, you know, I've been in sales for so many years, and truly, whatever you do in your life, you are selling. Even if you don't work, you're still selling. You're trying to, you know, sell to your kids, to your partners, to whatever, for what you're doing, and they, you know, they like you, they, you know, whatever. We're all selling, right? So that concept of your mind, just say, like, you know, you're always doing something, right, to offer something in return. That's selling. So anyhow, so going back to the clear vision. So when you actually look at something, and this is how I get inspired. So for me, I didn't really know that I'm going to be a business consultant, a coach, a trainer, a public speaker. None of these things were in my vision. But I knew I wanted something greater, greater than what it is, what it was at that time for me. But I knew if I go out and start searching for things that makes me feel good or makes me more successful, I'm going to feel better first about myself and my success, right? At that time, I was working for other corporation. And then I'm going to learn something new. So the more, this is one of the things that I've noticed, the more I've learned about new things that I like, the more I've learned about what made me happy, what made my eyes, you know, open up, you know, what made me feel so good. And you know, so this is how my practice, my company came to exist. Honestly, it was all about just keep searching and just looking for the right information, for the right things that kind of resonate with you. But when you have a clear vision, you might have a lot of things. And this is another problem that most of us find ourselves. We find ourselves to want it to do it all, right? I mean, I do a lot of the things, but I do them one thing at a time. Because anyone who's listening out there, if you think you are an expert at being a multitasker, I have to tell you, if I put you to test, you will realize you are not. And this is not an insult. This is reality. Because our brain can handle so much. And when we're not focusing on one thing at a time, we're not giving 100% to that one thing. Makes sense. Very basic. Very simple. So when you gather that information, you're going to have a lot of interest. And then you're going to say to yourself, well, what would I do now? How can I narrow this to one clear vision? So if you have a business and you are new in the business, or you've been in the business for a long time, but your business is not doing that well, take a look at your action plan. Take a look at what's going on. Take a look at your vision statement, your mission statement. What is this business supposed to be about? Why are you in business? What do you want to have from that business? What do you want this business to do for you? Again, that could apply to just your personal life. What do you want? And why do you want it? And what happened when this is available for you and it's right there? I mentioned this quite a few times. My book is available everywhere. Your Life, Your Way, the 10 Must-Have Goals. See, the vision, you could have multiple visions, but every vision or every goal has associated one area in your life. So maybe you have a vision for your company that you wanted to serve, you know, a certain area. You wanted to serve a certain group, a certain category, you know, like you want to narrow it down and just say, okay, how can I, we're not worried about the how again, but what can I do that will be different to actually get all the things that I want and make them one big vision for that area in my life? Gather the information. I don't know if any of you guys heard of vision board, right? There's so many people talk about vision boards, but effective vision board, what is the vision board, right? It's the same thing that we talk about with the exercise, with the pictures and seeing things and looking at them, because a lot of people have a hard time writing things down. You know, first when I start in my practice working with business owners and small business owners, you know, the guys didn't really want to journal. They don't want to write things down. But then when I explain to them why is it important, I can't get them to stop now because it makes a lot of sense. I know anyone who writes things down, whether they go to a meeting, like right now, I got tons of notes here in front of me that I have written. And, you know, so I try to make sure that, you know, I have the information that I need to actually, you know, host this show for you guys and give you what you hear to listen to, right? So a vision board, it's a great way because it gets your mind to think, but it's, you know, it's also the lazy way, but, you know, but it's very effective. It's actually very powerful. But then what are you going to put on the vision board? Right. So I see people telling me, you know, they got a great vision board. Right. I'm like, OK, so I go there to look at their vision board. So they do clips, you know, they cut pieces of pictures from magazines, from places that they found that they really like. Right. So some people, they like a trip, you know, somewhere to they've never been to. Right. They say, like, you know, this is on my vision board. Right. Or people want to earn a certain amount of money, or people wanted to have, you know, their, you know, whatever it is, and they put it on that vision board. But then it's there, and they don't look at it. And then sometimes it's hidden somewhere because they don't, like, want to show it to everybody, right? So they did it, and it's fine. Yes, you know, the law of attraction, whatever, bringing you what you're attracting, but you got to take some actions here. You got to do things. You know, things don't just happen. You got to make them happen, right? I mean, you know, I do believe in the law of attraction, but I also believe that you can't sit and do nothing and accept results, okay? I know I said clear vision equal to clear results. There is no doubt about it. But in between, like, remember when I listed the six important elements to successful business, successful strategic planning, okay? And the first one was having a vision, and the last one was the action plan. So you got to take action. But in between, you can do whatever you want, but you have to make sure that then in the end, you're going to take action to make that vision come to reality. So one of the best way to do this, again, whatever inspires you, I find it to be a very inspiring for me to spend some time in privately, quiet time, turn off your phone. You need to unplug. Technology, don't become your technology, right? Technology is here to serve us, to make things easier for us, but not to replace our mental sharpness, what we want. We cannot rely on just the technology to do everything for us. You know, people just want something and they want it now. Well, that's nice and dandy, but you gotta do things, action to get it done. You know, some people get lucky and they happen to do certain things in a certain time and things work out for them. But the majority of people, that does not work. In business, it does not work. If you don't have a strategic plan and you don't have these six elements and you're not working these six elements, you're most likely not very successful. Get clear. And so you thought you figured it out. You got your vision. I told you about different exercises that you do. You can do the picture. You're trying to do some mental, exercise for your mind, to sharpen your mind, to get more information, learn something new. One of the best ways that I know that works for me is learning from the best. Learning from people who have accomplished. Like one of the Apple model, Steve Jobs. Some of these people, just what they had to do to get where they are, it's very impressive. But they had big vision. Steve Jobs had a big vision. He saw something that can actually make people want more of it. I mean, we all know people line up for the next best Apple product, right? And it's always sold out. Why is that? Why are they so successful? Are they so much smarter than you? Absolutely not. But they are clear. They know where they're going. They know what they want. But they keep nourishing it. It's like you plant a seed. If you plant a seed and you don't water it and you don't follow up and making sure the soil is worked out, is healthy and stuff like that, most of the time your seed is not going to become a plant. I mean, these are simple things that I'm mentioning here, nothing complicated. And the point is to make it simple. So what stops you from becoming clear about what you want? And nothing, I mean, again, what limits you is your brain, your mind, actually. Why is that? Because you depend on so much stored information. New information scares you. New things scares us. Most people are just like, oh, I don't know this. Well, if you don't know it, maybe you want to learn about it. And if it's not for you, then you move on to the next one. I mean, I remember when I was in sales, I'm still selling, right? I'm selling y'all listening to me right now, and I hope I still have you, didn't lose you. One of the things that I used to do in corporate sales, and I go meet with my clients or potential clients, and they ask me questions that I'm not familiar with. Because first of things, to be actually effective salesperson and to be successful salesperson, not only knowing how to negotiate and do all the closing and all the stuff, you need to know what you're selling. If you don't have enough information about what you're selling, you're going to cut yourself short. It doesn't matter how great a personality you have. It doesn't matter how a great negotiator you are. Maybe they like you and they want to buy from you. It doesn't matter what you're selling. Yeah, that's fine. But most of the time, a company who's going to invest and buy from you, they want to make sure that you know what you're selling them. So you can know exactly what they need. And you give them specific product and services based on their needs. Not based on what you just think. You have a portfolio and you go and little flyers and you handle it to the client, potential client, and you say to them, here, sign here, and then I'll be on the way. I'm telling you, you need to get this deal. It's the best deal out there. No question asked. How many people do you think they'll sign that piece of paper? Probably none. So you need to have information. So I remember, like, sometime, you know, and especially when I worked in the technology field, there was so much information about the frame relay and the wide area network and all the stuff, and that was, like, way above my mind. And I had the most extensive training. Of course, a company, a big company, will always invest in their employees, and they always make sure that they represent their company really well by teaching them the best. So I did. I was so grateful to be working for a great company where I had a lot of great information. But there was a situation where I didn't have all the information a client, a potential client, was asking for. So my return was, I did not want to pretend that I know and make up stuff and then just try to make a sale, because eventually it's going to get back at you, right? So what I said, I will make sure I will get the information and the answer to you and come back and present it to you. They actually appreciate your honesty. So you got to learn. You got to learn something new. And you got to process that information that you learned. And throughout that, so if you, like, again, if whether you are already in business, and you want to be more successful in business, ask yourself, revisit that vision of your business. Is it really what you want? Do you have everything that you need for that vision to come true? If you're thinking about it, starting up a business, is that the right business for you? Do you have enough information about it? What would you like to do with that business started? How can it serve whatever it is that you want to try to serve or whatever product that you want to provide? Is it going to give you what you big vision have for that business that you think about starting? And the same thing applies to anyone who thinking about starting a business, but right now they're working for somebody. Which actually, I hope that we can get him on the air after the break. I had a great young man who actually, that's what I love about the show. It's a global show. So people reach me from all everywhere, and I'm grateful for you guys. Who has went to, he has an engineering degree, and he's very passionate about what he does. And we'll talk to him a little bit and poke, you know, his head a little bit about why he contacted me and what really, you know, he's hoping to get out of, you know, sharing his information here on the show. But this is somebody who works for someone, but he has a vision, he has a passion, and he likes to take that to the next step. But he doesn't know about how to do it. And why doesn't he know about how to do it? Not because he's not working for that company that's going to help him get where he wants. It's because maybe he doesn't have enough information that can help him communicate with that company that he wants to work for, or even starting his own business. So we'll talk to him after the break. But in the meantime, think about what I said and think about your vision. Is it clear? Do you need to clean up the lenses to actually see it clearly? And if it is clear, where are you in the elements of, you know, the strategic plan? Where are you? Are you at the part where you're starting to take action to make it happen? Or are you working on the core value, on the strategic area that you really want to focus on, what the steps that you need to take? Do you have enough information? So we're going to take a short break, and we come back. I'm going to try and see if I can have Hisham join us, hopefully through Skype. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Welcome back. You are listening to Your Life Now radio show, where your life and your business matter. I'm actually trying to bring on Hisham now. We cannot get him on the air. Let me see this. Okay, we might be able to do this now. Give me 1 second.
Hi, Hisham. Thank you so much for contacting me, my friends, and welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Aria. Thank you. I'm so happy to contact you. I'm very glad. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to talk with you in this show.
Thank you. Oh, my God. This is so great. You know, this is what I love about, you know, having an internet radio that you can reach a global listeners, right? So it's beautiful. So I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so grateful that you have contacted me.
Thank you.
You know, the shows today, you know, we were talking before the break, we were talking about how to have a clear vision and why some people, you know, have a limited vision because they rely on their old stored information that they have, you know, where they can't see the vision clearly. So let me ask you, I mean, I know, you know, your qualification exceeds yourself. You are, you have a major in electromechanical engineering, but not only that, you know, for people who don't know you, do you want to share your information, like your name?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Tell me what's your name?
Hisham.
And Hisham, from the information that you sent about me and you shared with me the YouTube video, you actually invented electrical car, right?
Yes, hybrid car.
And what do they call it? Hybrid?
Yeah, hybrid. Yes.
Hybrid car.
Since my children, I really think about green energy and environment. So hybrid car is really a good solution for pollution in a big city.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Can you tell us where you're from?
I'm from Tunisia.
Nice. So. Parlez français? Oui.
Oui, très bien.
Oui, oui. Okay. Bien sûr. So of course you probably speak a little bit of Arabic, right? Do you know a little bit of Arabic?
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Just a little bit. Okay. So anyway, my friend, so let's take me back a little bit before you invented the car. I mean, here in the U.S., you know, hybrid has become the next best thing. Everybody wants to have a hybrid car, right? Because, you know, obviously, you know, especially we live in a metropolitan area where, you know, it's a lot of pollution, there's a lot of cars and a lot of, you know, so it definitely, you know, when you think about green energy, when you think about saving the environment and saving this earth that we, you know, the only place we have to live, right? You know, while we're here on this physical world, we need to breathe some, you know, clear air. So this is definitely something that, you know, people are really, you know, open to it now and stuff like that. But I'm sure where you are, probably not the case, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So, it's true. You know, you don't see that many hybrid car around on the road. Is that true?
Yeah, my car is the first one in Tunisia. It's the first car made it in Tunisia.
And so you have made some other cars since then?
No, not really.
Okay. And now you're working, you know, for a company, and does it utilize what your expertise is? Does it?
No, not really, to be honest.
Okay. So what are you hoping? What's your vision? You sound like a very creative young man, and I hope, you know, people who are listening really can, you know, want to reach out to you, and we'll give them some information how they can reach out to you if they are interested in learning more about you. So what inspires you? Like, what's your vision? What do you want, like, out of life?
Okay, just I want to tell you something.
Two questions.
Yeah, yeah. Just I want to say something about why I did make this car. For me, what I'm thinking that everyone should be special, and everyone have some talent. I'm sure that we all people not same. So everyone have his own talent, and we should be special.
True.
For that, I'm trying to be special, and I'm trying to get more experience, and I'm trying to learn more every time. So for that, really, I enjoyed working with people, open mind, and people who encourage innovation, young innovator. Really, I'm looking for a good platform to prove myself and enhance my skills. For that, I'm really hope to get a job in the United States, because I see there, like you said, there is hybrid car. It's not really like my country. I mean, just
so you are limited where you are right now.
Story,
so your vision
you know?
Is to go to a place where they appreciate you for what you do.
Right.
For your talent, for your expertise, right?
Yeah.
And so what are some of the steps that you've taken to make sure that you have a clear vision? So your vision is pretty clear right now on what you want?
Really, I'm very attracted by Tesla car. You know, Tesla is electric car in the USA.
We have gas stations now for Tesla.
Yeah, it's a very big company, really, and I like too much what they're doing, you know, and my dream to be in that team and to join their team.
So that's your vision, to be working for Tesla.
Yeah,
I hope. So I'm going to put it out there to the universe right now, people who are listening. Hisham is the guy for you. But you know what? I mean, taking a joke aside, we love to have fun here on the show too. But I am so inspired by you, Hisham. And, you know, we can have a whole show just to talk about you and your qualification. And I'm honored that you contacted me and you wanted to share, you know, your passion and your vision with us here. And hopefully, you know, we'll talk off the air, and hopefully I can help you. So so if you want to give anybody, like, maybe your email address where they can contact you, or do you have a website that you want to share?
Yes, I can give my email. It's Mandur.tisham@gmail.com.
Would you spell it out? I'm going to spell it out because I have it here in front of me. It's
okay.
Mandur. It's M as in Mary. I know everything we have to relate it to something. This is how our brain work, right? M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David, H as in Hour, O as in Okay, U as in Uncle, R as in Rhea, Robert, dot Hisham, which is your first name, and that's H as in Harry, I as in Ice, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, E as in Edward, M as in Mary @gmail.com. And is that website that you have here, what's that? Do you have a website here?
Yeah, I make it by myself. It's mchuni.kanabova.com.
Okay, we'll share that. I will put it in the show page. We'll write it down and share it for you. And you also on LinkedIn, so I want to make sure that people connect with you, and hopefully, you know, we can get you to the right people so you can present to them what you have for your vision and your passion about what you do. And again, your name is Hisham Mandur. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing these your vision and your passion. We really appreciate you, Hisham.
Thank you too much for you to give me this opportunity. I really pleasure to share with you my hope and my dream. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And so make sure you hang around so you can listen to the rest of the show. And as I share some of my recommendation on how to create a clear vision. What an amazing young man. Thank you so much again, Hisham, for contacting me and for sharing your hope and inspiration on the show. Now we're back to how to create a clear vision. The key things is to try to stay focused on something for a long time so you can exercise your mind to learn something new, to adapt to change easier.
They are very simple exercises that I've shared with you before the break.
Most people are not conscious of how they got from point A to B. When they travel into work, when they go into some place, they are absolutely not conscious of what they have driven by, what they have seen along the way. Everything becomes automated. And why is that? Because now, again, we talked about how our brain think. A brain has that information stored in our mind because it's become a routine. That's why repetition makes you expert, right? Because now it becomes natural for you. So that's why when you learn a new habit, make sure you learn a positive new habit, because that positive new habit and skill, it's going to eliminate some of the negative ones that you already have. So it doesn't sound complicated, right? It's very simple. So again, think about what you think right now your vision is. Because people, when I ask clients or potential clients that I sit down with them for the first time with consultation or over the phone or in person, and we talk about their vision is not clear, unfortunately. But in their mind, they think they got very crisp, clear vision of where they're heading, what the company is all about, what the business is all about, why they got in the business to begin with. And then when I bring out some of the issues that, some of the things, not issues, we're trying to stay positive here, some of the things that really needed to be paid attention to or focused on more, like the core values, the your strategic plans, what do you want to do, what the steps are, what the steps, not the how, remember. We're not worrying about the how. We're saying what. What's next? What I need to do next? That's how you have to think of it. Like, honestly, it's the best way to get things done right. Most of the things that are getting done right now are, you know, without saying it in a not so good way, you know, of saying it, they are halfway done. They're not completely done. But to the mass, because our expectations start to get lower. And when we lower our expectation, we pretty much expect to accept anything that comes our way. And that is not what success is about. So you have to, you know, validate that for yourself. Are you just in the business just because you want to, you know, have something to take tax deductible and just put something on the book and you have something that to show off for? It's just a status for you? And you really don't care about how the business does. I was blown away one time when I was talking to somebody, and that was not even a potential client or even a client or anybody that I am doing business with. It was just a general conversation, and the business owner turned around and told me out loud, he does not care if the business succeeds or not. That blew my mind. So, you know, there are those few people or who does not matter to them. And I'm sure you're not one of them because you would not be listening to this show. So the ones that are listening to the show, they know exactly what I'm talking about. But that's okay. Like, again, you have to validate things for you. It's your life, your business. You have to do it your way. But your way doesn't mean the only way. You know what I mean? So, you know, again, like, you know, when you collaborate with people or, you know, people who have this, you know, your vision at stake, those are the people that you shared your vision with. Those are people that you want to communicate with. You want to mastermind with to make sure that you guys are all on the same path and you're doing everything. You're creating that core value of what the business is about. And you build up from there. You start with good foundation, which is your vision. You know exactly what it looks like. So if somebody told you, if they brought someone who's expert in drawing, you know, people, you know, they use them in witnesses and stuff like that. And they can just, based on what you give them for information, they can actually draw something for you. So hire someone like that. Hire someone like that and tell them what you want them, you know, like just tell the story and let them draw it. Tell them what your vision is. Tell them what you like to see. Tell them what you want out of this business. Put it like, you know, and let it come to life by, you know, having it on a board for you. So you can look at it. Because some people, you know, who are very visual, like the majority of people, like I said, this is how our brain process information. Most people are visual. They look at something, they take the image, they send it back to the brain to process this, and then they try to mix, you know, whatever. It's like a little blender in your brain. Try to match what the information has been stored, and then they create what it is, right? So now you know, it's like, okay, so this is what I'm looking at. So for those people, doing something like that exercise is perfect because you're very visual. So if you cannot, you know, get a lot clearer about what, because when you start talking about your vision and you're passionate about your business or you're passionate about what you're doing, or it's for your personal growth, whatever it is that you wanted to do for yourself, that applies in both ways. Actually, a lot of different situations. So you do that exercise. If you are very visual, that's what I would say I would recommend to do. If you're not an artist and you cannot draw what you're saying, but if you just let yourself talk about it without any, like, knowing that you have to watch for the words that are coming out, and you're not judging every word that's coming out. And maybe perhaps if nobody else is listening, maybe you have a recorder in the background recording what you're saying, right? So that could be written down later. These are simple exercises, but they're very powerful. Because when we talked about repetition too, you know, we talked about how when we repeat things, like, we know how to get from point A to B. We don't have to, like, literally go street by street because we're right wrong. We turn here, we turn there. We don't even think, we don't even read the street because we already know how to get there because we have done this many times. If it's your first time, you would have your GPS on, you would try to have directions, you have, you know, you need help, whatever, you get there. But most of the time, that's how it is. It's a repetition. So the more you do it, the better you get at it. So, you know, now you got your base, your foundation, your strong foundation, your vision, and you build up. You build up, you follow the steps, no shortcuts. And keep at it. And every time, because you know what? I have to tell you, being in business for myself, there is the ups and downs. It's like there's a time when you just say, why am I doing this? And when that comes up, what do? You go back to that vision board that you made of your vision. And if you were the person who is not visual and you know you can have it in your mind anytime you need to tap into that, that's the what you want. You want that embedded right there in your mind. So the more you look at it, so for the visual people, the more they look at it, the more their mind starts to store that image in their mind, and it becomes what they think it is. So, like, everything you act on after that, every move you make, that's why we don't worry about the how. Because every move you make after that, It comes from the information that's been processed in your mind to tell you, okay, now you need to take this step. And then you get to that step and you realize, okay, I need some more information. You go get more information. You make sure you do everything as it's supposed to be. I'm telling you, if this is what your goal is, to have a successful business or successful life, if you follow these simple steps that I'm showing you and teaching you, I am telling you, you will notice how you become the master, the expert in what you do. You know it. You clearly know it. If anytime I ask you, what's your vision? You will just blow it up right out loud. This is it. Look at it. He's here. I did it. This is what my vision. It feels good. Those are just the emotion. Sometimes your brain mixes it. Like it's a joy, but it's like, you know what you had to do to get where you are. But you see how simple that is? It's just because you did the steps, because you have done everything that you need to do in the order that need to be done. Period. and you create your leadership, you know, you build your leadership skill along the way. You know how to build relationship with people. You know how you can teach other people what you do so they can help you grow. That's what leadership is all about. It's a team effort. Not a, you know, I'm your boss and you got to do what I have to do. Or I have a larger stake at the company than you, so I have more authority. You know, if you come from that place of competition again and comparison, you know, again, you're going to be cutting yourself short. That means you're going to be skipping steps. And when you skip steps, you're going to end up falling. So my advice, or I don't say people pay me for my advice, but my recommendation is you really take a look at what you're doing right now. What is your current reality right now as far as what you think of it? Not what somebody else think of it. Because remember, your reality is your own perception, what it is. So take a look at where you are right now. And then remember, so again, it depends on where you are, at what point or stage, you know, in your business or in your life. Are you starting up? Are you already accomplished business, but you're having some tough time because, you know, maybe you didn't do what you were, you know. You skipped some steps and you found yourself in a place where you didn't want to be and you want to be better. Maybe you're in that place. Maybe you are working for somebody else right now, but you have that dream, that passion of starting up your own business. You hear about other people starting their own business, and we become the most, the largest entrepreneur, you know, society. You know, more and more, you notice that? You notice how many, you know, new people, young people, you know, middle age, you know, all that group of people where they're just evolving and they realizing, you know, it's time for me to be my own entrepreneur, my own boss, my own leader. You know, and then see it growing. But, you know, but like, again, everything comes at a cost. Everything comes at a taking that step, that action step. You start with a vision and you end up with the action, right? Remember the six elements? So this is what it's all about. Realizing what we want. Getting really deep, clear on it. Keep asking the question. Writing it down. Reading it out loud. Try to spend, like I said, you know, some time, quiet time, whether you meditate. I mean, the research shows that actually most people who meditate have sharper, you know, skills. They are more focused. So perhaps you're not you don't want to meditate. That's okay. Try to, you know, if you have any office, whatever, if you can just at least, you know, if whatever place that you can actually for 5 minutes at least, close your eyes and just try to be in a place in your mind where you can visualize what's next. What is it? What is it about? You know, we might not, you know, have all of it, right? But, you know, we all heard, like, you know, when you aim to the, you know, at least to the star, you will be among the star, right? So it depends on where you want to be. I mean, this is a personal, even though, you know, your business, but, you know, still personal preference. Maybe you don't, you know, some people I know, I've worked with people that, you know, company, businesses, business owner, that they don't really want to get that big. They don't want to grow that fast. I mean, they told me I can't handle too much business. You know, and that's okay. But know what you want. That's what I'm teaching you here. I'm trying to suggest and recommend. Just know what you want. Know what your vision. So if your vision is like, you know, to build a business so you can have it for the status, that's still a vision. Okay. But, you know, building a business is not easy. There's so many things that you have to get done to get a business going. But if most likely, if you are listening to the show, you know that you want to be greater. than what it is right now.
I hope this was helpful for you. But let me summarize some of the recommendations that I mentioned in the show. Number one, it's really important to try to find some quiet time where you can clear your mind and tap into that part of your mind where you can actually start visualizing your vision, the next steps, and so on and so forth. Go on a retreat if you can. That would be a great thing to do. But when you do try to spend that time by yourself, the quiet time, whatever time that you can do, unplug, turn off your cell phone, email, TV, etc. And make sure you close your eyes. Again, you can meditate. It's a great, great, great practice. I need to do it more. I used to do it every single day. Now I try. I mean, I have rituals that I do in the morning before I get out of bed. I do actually do meditate for a few minutes. Prepare my mind to be ready for the day. Ask for inspiration and guidance. The more you ask, it really is true. I mean, this is how my practice is. I gather information by asking. I ask in my clients, what do you want? Let's try to cover every single area and make sure we're covering everything. So ask the right question. Ask for guidance. What you really ultimately want is alignment between what the universe planned for you and your vision. Don't make it harder than it is. And also, number four, keep track of the the numbers here. I think that's number four. Write down what you like to see happening. Write down your vision statement. Write it down in detail if you can. Use all your senses, all your five senses. If you have all your five senses, use them. That's what they're there for. Write down in the present time, like right now. Don't make your statement based on a future or past tense. See it as it already is. Because remember, when you actually repeat things in your mind eventually believe it, that it's there. So next time you're working on something, it's going to come back up, right? This will make it more believable for you. And again, don't rely on old stored information that is based on some old belief system that is outdated and doesn't serve you. And when you share your vision, that's number five, share your vision with the people who have a stake in the outcome only. Only people who have a stake in the outcome. And commit, number six, commit to reading your vision daily. This is very important. If you don't read it daily, you're not repeating it to your mind. And if you're not, your mind does not have it stored in the short-term memory, your mind will forget it. So don't rely on your mind to remember it if you don't keep reminding your mind of it. Make sense? Makes a lot of sense.
That would be it for today. I hope this was helpful. And I hope to hear from you guys. Comment.
If you're ready to take that next step and you are open to outside help, I'd love to hear from you. So we are working on our site, our coaching and training sites right now. So the site that we have for our show and our promotion is www.yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. You can contact me there, or of course I am on LinkedIn. So make sure you connect with me on LinkedIn. You got a lot of my business information on LinkedIn and about me and what I do as well there. And schedule a free consultation. Let's talk. Let's meet in person if you are local, or let's meet virtually if you like to know more how I could be of service to you. And so you can go to meetme, one word, .so, that's S-O as in Sam, okay, /coachRia, one word. Again, that's meetme.so
coachria.com/coachria and schedule a free call with me. Take a look on my, you know, to my online calendar and pick the time that is good for you and we can talk. And until next time, my friend, stay amazing. Be amazing. You know, remember, everything that exists, exists because we made it happen. Whether we know it or we don't know it. Whether we're conscious of it or we're not conscious of it. So when it makes sense, if we are deliberate and we have complete control of what our life, what our business outcome is, I'll leave you with that thought. Take care.